Proverbs 16:18 says, "Pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall." God despises the haughty. H-A-U-G-H-T-Y, haughty. King David put this in one of his psalms after he realized that the haughtiness of King Saul had brought a famine upon the children of Israel. Saul had slew the Gibeonites, even though Joshua, many years before that, had entered into a perpetual covenant with them. You can read all about that covenant in Joshua chapter 9. But later, during the reign of King David, we read in 2 Samuel 21:1, "Then there was a famine in the days of David 3 years, year after year. And David inquired of the Lord, and the Lord answered, 'It is for Saul and for his bloody house, because he slew the Gibeonites.'" And you can read about the death of Saul's sons as a result, with the exception of Mephibosheth, and the rest of that chapter, 2 Samuel 21. But once this ordeal was over, David wrote a psalm. It's recorded in 2 Samuel 22, verse 28. And he says, "And the afflicted people thou wilt save, but thine eyes are upon the haughty, that thou mayest bring them down." The Lord simply brings down the haughty. This is how apostate Israel is described when the Lord spoke through the prophet Isaiah in Isaiah chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. "Moreover, the Lord saith, because the daughters of Zion are haughty, and walk with stretched forth necks and wanton eyes, walking and mincing as they go, and making a tingling with their feet, therefore the Lord will smite with a scab the crown of the head of the daughters of Zion, and the Lord will discover their secret parts." Not a pretty sight to imagine. And the Lord did it. Around 700 BC, he brought down the haughty North Kingdom tribes. And then around 600 BC, he brought down the haughty Southern Kingdom tribes. But the original haughty people in the Bible are identified in Ezekiel chapter 16. You see, when you look up the word haughty, H-A-U-G-H-T-Y, in a Webster's 1828 dictionary, or the King James Bible Companion by David Daniels with Chick Tracks, chick.com, the first word in their definition of haughty is the word proud. Even in the modern, Merriam-Webster says that to be haughty is to be, quote, "blatantly and disdainfully proud," end quote. And when we think of pride or Pride Month, we ought to first think of Sodom. And that's exactly what the prophet Ezekiel tells us in Ezekiel 16, 49 and 50. "Behold, this was the iniquity of thy sister Sodom, pride, fullness of bread, and abundance of idleness was in her and in her daughters. Neither did she strengthen the hand of the poor and needy. And they," speaking of Sodom and the Sodomites, "and they were haughty and committed abomination before me. Therefore I took them away as I saw good." Now you ought to be careful to note how often the children of Satan will only quote verse 49 in that text. Just like Satan, they hack off the parts of God's word they don't like. They seriously try to prove that the sins of Sodom was being or lacking hospitality. Many times they will even leave off the word pride out of verse 49. But the larger picture is this. As wicked as Sodom was and is, those with pride and a haughty spirit are walking in the spirit of Sodom. Most of us may not be battling with the sexual sins of Sodom or battling with the things that Sodomites deal with in sexual terms, but we all must fight against the underlying sins of Sodom, pride and haughtiness. Pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall. So check yourself and check your spirit to see if you have an haughty spirit of pride. As Ephesians 4:22 and 20 through 24 says, "That ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness."